Artificially fed infants are said to be at high risk of being overweight due to high calories in their food as compared to breastfed babies. They are also prone to chronic diseases and increased risk of anemia and ovarian cancer. A breastfeeding coordinator, Wilhelmina Okwabi, made this known at a training workshop on the importance of breastfeeding. She said artificially fed infants usually score low in intelligence tests. Here's a report by Naomi Komi and Isabella Ahaji.
Mrs. Okwabi said breast milk has perfect nutrients and protects babies against infection. She said it also helps mother and child to be bonded and is not costly. Mrs. Okwabi said breast milk produces 75% of vitamin A needed for the growth of a child. She called on mothers to continue breastfeeding till the child is 2 years to help in their development. An obstetrician at the Kolebu Hospital, Dr. Isabella Segomoses, said the Ghana Health Service has adopted breastfeeding since 1993 as one of the most cost-effective child survival strategy. She said the service has also undertaken various interventions to protect and promote breastfeeding. This, she said, has led to the commemoration of World Breastfeeding Week annually.
Newborn deaths have not gone down as significantly as we would have them. Now, breastfeeding is one of the interventions that, if we are able to attain wide coverage for, will contribute significantly towards reducing neonatal deaths and improving child survival in general. So within the context of reducing child mortality and therefore attaining the fourth millennium development goals, breastfeeding as an intervention stands out, and that is why we go ahead to give it added focus every year by celebrating World Breastfeeding Week.
Dr. Segomoses implored employers to make their workplace baby-friendly for lactating mothers.
Naomi Komi and Isabella Ahaji's report.